I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful. That's enough of that. The reason I'm playing the guitar is that is, believe it or not, folks, a Martin guitar, an acoustic guitar, of which many people would be familiar with that particular name. But this is one of the world's first sustainable wood guitars. And it has been brought into studio to me today by Tom Roach. And Tom is of the Just Forest charity. He's a carpenter and a founder of Just Forests, but also a man with a passion for wood and for sustainable wood, because you may not be aware of it, but today is actually National Tree Day. You heard Aina talking about it on the programme last Friday. So happy National Tree Day to one and all. And Tom, welcome to the programme. Just briefly, a quick word on this fantastic Martin guitar. How did you get this?
Thanks, Angus, for the invitation. First of all, yes, that guitar was presented to me last year in Pennsylvania by Chris Martin, the sixth generation CEO of Martin Guitars.
That's a bit special.
I know, it was. It was a great honour. I was very privileged, and I went over specially for it. And the reason he gave it to Just Forest was in recognition of our work in highlighting the importance of wood from community managed forests. Now, that's the first FSC certified acoustic guitar that came into Ireland.
That's Forest Stewardship Council,
yes,
which is very important.
Yes, it's a monitoring body. It's a credit. It's a standard setting body for forests worldwide. And anybody who meets the FSC standard gets to use the FSC logo. It's almost like a fair trademark.
Sure.
For wood.
Mooney listeners in the main would be familiar with the value of wood and how important it is to grow and have sustainable. But for people who might be listening who really don't get trees, they don't see them with the passion, with the joy, with the love that you have, why are trees good for us?
Well, after gas and oil, wood is the second largest traded natural resource in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us, all 7 billion of us, use wood in some form or other on a daily basis, whether it's for furniture, musical instruments, sporting goods, roofs over our houses, windows, doors, floors, ceilings, and so on. For 2/3 of the global population, wood is the only source of energy they have for boiling water to render it suitable for drinking. They cannot survive without wood. We use it, as I said, for creature comforts. But for 2/3 of the global population, wood is their energy source.
But they're also great water recyclers.
That's true. I mean, every tree is actually a cylinder for water. 50% of all trees, all trees contain 50% moisture. They expire moisture on a wet day, on a dry day, and they create clouds which move across frontiers and rain somewhere else. So without, we'll say, the expiration that goes on in the Amazon rainforest on a daily basis is what feeds the fresh water to...
There'd be no Amazon River.
There'd be no Amazon River, but it feeds fresh water to cities further south and further west and east of Brazil.
You talk about good wood and bad wood. Tell us the difference.
Not good wood and bad wood. All wood is good. We talk about legal and illegal.
Okay, well, what's legal wood in your opinion? What's illegal wood?
Legal wood is wood that comes from forests that are managed to the highest standards that comply with national and international regulations. The mafia in many of the countries across the globe are making huge, huge sums of money on illegal logging. Some of the most precious woods in the world are used in that particular instrument you see there.
Mm-hmm.
Rosewoods, they are highly lucrative. African blackwood is highly lucrative. Satinwoods, all these woods are highly sought after and has become a huge source of revenue for mafia-related groups.
And it must be difficult to tackle that then, because obviously with violence and with people being fearful for their lives.
In the last 10 years, 460 people have died as a result of highlighting illegal logging activities, and the last being Chut Wuti in Cambodia only 4 weeks ago.
So are you not concerned about your own safety? Because I know you've gone out there and you've done work and you've tried to be a lone voice in many instances about this.
Not particularly, no. It's just something I do. It's something that I was taught to do when I was a youngster. I trained as a furniture maker from the age of 12. I got a good living out of wood. It's taken me all over the world. I'm just doing what my teacher taught me. He said, Tom, if you look after wood, it'll look after you. It'll give you good livelihood.
And it has, in a sense, you know, although yeah. you're a part-time carpenter now because your real work is to just forest, I suppose.
Yeah, I do still have a workshop. It's my hobby now rather than my business. Just forest has become my primary focus of work in the last 25 years, but I still keep my hand in. I do a bit of restoration work, yeah.
Is Scandinavia the kind of the benchmark of how we should be running our forestation in a country? I mean, are they the best? And if so, where are we on the scale of 0 to 10 if they're at 10?
Yeah, yeah. Scandinavia would be an excellent example of good forest management.
But and why?
And why? And that's very simple to answer, is because they have had that culture of good forestry for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's not like something that they're trying to develop now. Mm. They've always had that sense of log replant. Unfortunately, back in the 1600s, Ireland had, as you know, tremendously huge oak forests. But because of the link with when we were sort of colonised by Britain, all of our forests were cut down to feed the British war machine and the British economy. And we had a thriving barrel-making industry. I mean, 20 million barrels were made in Ireland in the 1700s and shipped out to France and England for whiskey and for brandy and for all of these things.
One of my best mate's dad was a cooper.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a dying art as well in those days, yeah. You know.
So we had great forest cover, but we didn't... We didn't look in the long term, where Scandinavians do. They look towards the next generation and for sustainability. Forests in Scandinavia are probably the primary source of economic development. They're not the primary source here. Farming is the primary, probably, source.
And yet, earlier on, obviously, I was talking to a man in Cork who's now rearing water buffalo because he couldn't make money out of the ordinary dairy herd.
Yes.
What do we need to do in Ireland? Because you're quite outspoken and you're not behind the door when you want to say what's on your mind with regard to wood and where we are. What needs to be done in Ireland to bring us up to speed, in your opinion?
Well, first of all, everybody needs to realise how important wood is in their lives, because it's not just about the wood, the tactile, the actual piece of wood itself. It's about the wonderful services that the wood that comes from the forest produces. I mean, trees are giving us our oxygen, they're giving us fresh water, they're producing medicinal plants. I mean, 60% of all medicinal plants that we get in our chemists here in this town come from some form of plant that has been derived from the rainforest. Now, if we destroy this ecosystem, we cannot survive. It's as simple as that. We need to ensure that everybody is very much familiar with the importance of replanting, the long-term benefits of it, the immediate benefits of it. I mean, we just cannot survive without trees.
And one of the important things is to educate the next generation. And to that end, you have a new, a fantastic brochure you've brought in here now, and a new publication called Thinking Trees, and it's for primary school teachers. Briefly, what's that about?
Thinking Trees has taken the last 13 months to produce. It has been piloted in 6 schools across the country. It basically is a resource for teachers to help them to deliver a message on sustainability using trees and wood as the tool. And it links in very clearly. We've done a lot of work on identifying the strands within the primary school curriculum that this feeds into. So it's going to be no extra burden for a teacher to use this resource. It's actually going to complement their teaching at this moment in time. And I'm delighted to have the opportunity to launch it here on your show.
Well, we are delighted to be part of that. And we have all the details of Just Forest up on our website, which is rte.ie/Mooney. And on there, you'll find a link to your website, because I do know that you want people to get involved in a carbon project called Size of the Phoenix Park, which people will be able to get involved in if they go onto our website. But listen, thank you so much. Happy National Tree Day to you. And that's Tom Roach, a man who loves his wood. And thanks for giving me a go of that fantastic Martin guitar.